The Lord says, your worship has a greater impact on your life than you realize. Your senses have trained you to believe something is happening if you see it or hear it. However, your worship is spirit-based, not natural-based. And what that means is your worship is having an impact spiritually before it has an impact naturally. In fact, when you see change in the natural as a result of worship, that change is the fruit of the worship in the Spirit. There are too many in my church who take worship for granted and don't participate as they should. There are too many who focus on themselves instead of me during worship. They're more concerned about what they sound like to themselves and to others as opposed to rejoicing over the fact that I hear and receive their worship. I hear your heart, not the quality of your voice. And when you worship me, pressing beyond your feelings, you need to understand that you're having an impact. It is having an impact on you and on your surroundings. Change is taking place. But just like when you bake a cake, it takes a certain amount of time in the oven before that cake is finished. Likewise, change does not happen instantly in the spirit. It takes time. And that is why you must continue and not give up. You know it would be foolish to take the cake out of the oven until it's done. Likewise, have faith to know that your worship is making an impact and that change is taking place. Be patient. Be patient and let the work continue. And eventually you will bear the fruit of what your worship has been doing within. So remember, when you worship me from your heart, it is impossible to do so in vain. Focus on me. Worship me with intent. And I am telling you, you will see change. It will come. It may not come as soon as you wish, but it will come. So continue to worship me. Do not quit. Persevere. And rejoice in knowing you are participating in the victory that comes with worship.